Gemara learns that from a pasuk that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. They quote from one of the big Bali Musa that he thought that it's a mitzvah to eat all day long. So he used to have an all-day taffy. He was chewing on the candy all day long. So someone else printed this in the name of the Vilna Goy. And then they denied it. They said it's not the Vilna Goy. It's one of the Bali Musa. They have it written up in the Tinuasa Musa. When they mentioned it to Rav Soloveitchik, so he thought that was disgusting. Who would ever think that that's the pshat in the Gemara? It's a mitzvah to have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Meaning is that you have chicken in the morning at Erev Yom Kippur. You have a chicken meal, not a fleshik meal. On Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper alech mataraschem mikol chataseichem b'fnei Hashem titoru." Just how do you translate the words of the pasuk? "Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper alechem litahereschem." Kapor and tahara are two different things. So the Rashi thought just in Parshanas Amikra, just in Pirush Hamilos, he said that the Ibn Ezra has a comment on the pasuk, the last pasuk in Vayichulu. How does the last pasuk go in Vayichulu? Shabara Elikim La'asos. Shabara Elikim La'asos is a difficult pasuk. How do you translate it? Kibo Shabbos and Kol Malachto. Hashem rested on Shabbos. Shabara Elikim La'asos. So the Beis Halevi has a whole fantastic interpretation. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says all the different things that were created, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, all the Nisim. So there's so Tanai Hisna, the Gemara says, Vayashav Hayam Le'esano, the Medrash says, Vayashav Hayam Le'esano, after Kriyas Yamsa was over, so the word Esan, it's the same letter, says Tanai, Aleph Yud Tov Nun, it's Tov Nun Aleph Yud, Today his not Kodesh Bochum, my separation is when the Boshlam created the world. So Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, they made it tonight that all of these things should happen. That's that the Beis Halevi says, and there are two types of a tonight. There's a tonight Vim and there's a tonight Me'achshav. I say, I give my wife a get, and I say, I read Megureshes Memeni if it rains. That means if and when. If and when it rains, then the get is Chal when it rains. Or you can give a get, Harez a Gitach Me'achshav if it rains tomorrow. So this, what kind of a Tanai is this? It's not Tanai Me'achshav. I mean, when Bnei Yisrael should come, the Yamsuf should split at that time. So that's what the Beis Halevi interprets. Hashabor Elokim, La'asos, Rebbe Shalom made a Bria. This is the end of Aichulu. Ki bo Shabbos mikol malachto. What do you mean? Hashem rested on Shabbos. He didn't create anything on Shabbos. So the Medrash says, Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashes, he was creating the Nisim. That's called a Shabor Elokim Lasos. He created all the things that are going to take effect at a later day. But that's an additional level of interpretation. That's not really the Pshuto Shal Mikra. That's based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that all the Nisim, the Mon and the Be'er and all the different Nisim, Piha Oretz, everything was created there, Shabbos Bein Hashmash. What's the Pasha Pshat? A Shabor Elokim Lasos. So the Ibn Ezra claims that in Biblical Hebrew, if you use the infinity, la'asos, you say, ashebor lakim, la'asos, that's the equivalent of ashebor lakim, vi'oso. That's the Pirush HaMilas. So she thought that the Alpi Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's what it means over here also. Ki bayam hazeh yichaper aleichem, litaher eschem, means vi'yitaher eschem. He thought that was the Pasha Pshat in the post. Then he went ahead, this was all printed in Alat Shuvah. There was that what's the difference between Yechaper Aleichem and the Tahir Eschem? What's Kapar and what's Tahar? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that they're two different things. If I'm not mistaken, this is probably the first drosha in the collection of Alat Tshuva, all the droshas there. So Kapar means to wipe off the punishment. Let's say Rebbe's opinion that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if you don't do Tshuva. Machlek is Rebbe and Achachami. So Rebbe's opinion is Yom Kippur is mechaper even if the person didn't do tshuva. So what does it mean that Al Matzoh Yom Kippur, the biggest rasha is kasha la'edus because Yom Kippur is mechaper? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, that's a joke. Yom Kippur is mechaper means that there won't be a punishment, but there's still the effect that the chet did on the person, that he has tumas hanefesh, that Yom Kippur doesn't do tahara, it doesn't purify him, doesn't. The reason why everybody has nemanis is because everyone was created with Tzelem Elokim, and part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is midah se'emes, chosamos al HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. That's the major midah, most important midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. So every person who has Tzelem Elokim has Midas HaEmes. When a person does Averis, he's Mekalkal his Tzelem Elokim. Mekalkal his Tzelem Elokim, so he doesn't have Midas HaEmes anymore. He doesn't have the Amanis. So a person has to be Chozer B'Tshuva. So true, Rebbe's opinion is, and some Goyim adopt that position, they think we should accept that halacha, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if you don't do Tshuva, but Tahara doesn't accomplish. Tahara to be Mafkir the Shem Rasha, the effect that the Avera had on the person, that he ruined his Tzelem Elokim, that Yom Kippur doesn't do. Yom Kippur is Mechapa means it wipes off the Einish, wipes off the Einish, but it doesn't do Tahara. So the Pasuk says, Kibbeim HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem V'yitahir Eschem. L'tahir Eschem means V'yitahir. If a person does Tshuva, Yom Kippur will be Metahir also. If he doesn't do Tshuva, according to Rebbe, it'll be Mechapa, but it won't be Metahir. These are two different things. Right. And then how does the Pasuk end off? Lefnei Hashem to Torah. So the Pasuk Pshat is that the last three words in the Pasuk are a Haftocha. HaKadosh Baruch will be Mitahir all of you on Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Ashrech Misa Lefnei Mi'at Mitahir. Mi Mitahir Reschem HaKadosh Baruch and Mitahir Reschem. It says Lefnei Hashem to Torah. So the several Goyim and Rishonim hold that there's either that's not Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, that or there's an additional level of interpretation. They understand Lifnei Hashem, Pashim Pshat Lifnei Hashem Tatar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us that Ad Yom Kippur, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Metahiros. So the Rav Sadi Goyen and the Ramban, and the Ramban, Rav Sadi Goyen in his Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Ramban in his Chidushim on Maseches Yuma, they think Lifnei Hashem means prior to entering of Yom Kippur. Lifnei means Koidim. That in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be purified. Titaru is a tzivu. You should purify yourselves lefnei Hashem prior to entering into Yom Kippur. The Rav Sadi Goyen understands the Torah that there's a chiv to go to mikveh on erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes Rav Sadi Goyen. Everyone has to go to mikveh. Men, women, children has nothing to do with Takana Sezra, Balkeri, Nagla Adavin, unrelated. Amitzum in HaTorah. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan and that's how Rabbi Ruchem Perle wrote this, the three big fat volumes on the Sefer Mitzvahs. Rav Sadi Goyen wrote a poem that has the Taryag Mitzvahs. And this Balabas in Europe, a very learned Balabas, wrote a whole commentary. He figured out what the secret was. What is the Shitas Rav Sadi Goyen on the Minyan Mitzvahs? Which Mitzvahs do belong, which Mitzvahs don't belong? So that's the three fat volumes. The whole poem is in Gansan 2-3 pages long. It's hardly anything there. It's a piyut that he used to recite on Shavuos. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he used to recite piyutim, listing off all the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. Those are called Azharis. Azharis means all the tzivuim, all the mitzvahs. Taisus quotes Rabbi Natan's brother-in-law, wrote Azharis, and Balei HaTaisus wrote piyutim with all the minyan mitzvahs. So Rav Sadi Goyen also wrote a piyut that has all the Taryag Mitzvahs. So this Balabas, Rabbi Ruchem Perla, he lived in Europe years ago, so he wrote this three fat volumes on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Goyen. So that's the way they understand Rav Sadi Goyen understood Lefnei Hashem to Torah on Erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon. It's a mitzvah before Yom Kippur enters. You should be metahir yourselves. Go to mikveh. So that's what the Rosh in the end of Yom quotes Rav Sadi Goyen. When you go to mikveh, you should say a bracha ala tefillah. So the Rosh says, "Whoa, ma pitom? What are you saying? A bracha levatola." Because you want to be machmer for Takana Sezra, Seres Mei Tshuva, we're machmer on Paspalter, we're machmer on other things that happen in Shulchan Aruch. You adapt chumras to have an effect on yourself, to become more serious. So you want to be machmer for the Shitas Haravid. Gemara says that Ezra made a Takana that a Balkari is not permitted to learn, not permitted to daven. In the days of the late Ezra was the beginning of the Baisheni. And after the Churban Baisheni, the later Tanoim repealed the Takana Sezra regarding learning Torah. They said, "Halokot dvori ko'esh, divrei Torah is like esh, ma esh eni mekabul tumah, divrei Torah mekabul tumah." So Balkari is permitted to learn Torah. What about davening? Did they repeal Takana Sezra with respect to davening as well? So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivin. So the Rambam writes, most of the Rishonim say like this, Takana Sezra was repealed mikoloko. We call the call. A Balkari is permitted to learn and permitted to daven. No more Takana Sezra. The Rambam writes this, but then he's quick to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify on me, it's in the Rambam, that I always go to mikveh before I daven. He never davened when he was a Balkari. Even though mikveh, then you don't have to go to mikveh. So the Kesef Mishnah says, so what was he machmer? If the Takana Sezra was repealed, so what was the Rambam? And that's what the Rambam holds. So why was he machmer on himself? So I think he quotes the Ritva, Kes Mishnah quotes the Rishonim, that whenever the Chachamim made a Takana, they thought it makes sense to make a Takana. But the Takana fell apart because Erev Atzibi Yechalem Lamedbo, it's too difficult to observe it. So then those people who feel they are able to observe it should observe the Takana. So that's what the Rambam holds. The Takana says it was repealed because they saw Erev Atzibi Yechalem Lamedbo, it's too difficult. So they repealed it both with respect to learning and with respect to davening. But the Rambam says, Sahadi Bamraim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will testify on me that I always go to mikveh before.
So the idea of Ein Rekabel Tumah by Torah being Ish was just a lot of dafka?
Yeah, it's really because Ein Rebat Sibi Yechalim Lamed. Well, that's what Tosfos said. Tosfos has this comment in Bava Kamma and Brachos. How could the later Tanam repeal a takana that was introduced by Ezra? Well, don't we have a rule? Ain bezn yochel avatil divi bezn chavem kain gadol menem mechachvim. How can they repeal a takana that was made by greater bezn? Did the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, thought that his bezn was greater than Ezra's bezn? So Tosfos says no. Mikra din, it fell apart because it was ain rei batzibi yichalim lamazon, and that's not the real reason, because ain divi torah mekabel tum. Real reason because ain rei batzibi yichalim lamazon. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. We don't have the Hasaga in the Ravid. The Rosh quotes the Ravid. The Ravid holds Takana says it was only repealed vis-a-vis Torah. It was never repealed with respect to davening. So that's why the Hasidim always go to mikveh when they want to daven, because they're choshish for the Ravid shita. Mikra din, we don't pass like the Ravid. So that's what some of the Rishonim say. Aseres made sure there's room to be machmer. To go to mikveh, some go to mikveh before Rosh Hashanah also, some want to go to mikveh before Yom Kippur, that a Balkari shouldn't daven. You have this as a small sefer called Shadus Tshuvas Men HaShemayim. The Rabbeinu Tam's real name was Rabbeinu Yankif, and they called him Tam because Yankif is Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a Talmud whose name was Yankif, who was also called Rabbeinu Tam. So one of these had more than one Talmud who was known as Rabbeinu Tam. So one of them had a little sefer. He was thinking and learning all day long. So at night he would dream and learning also. So in his dream, he said, we'd ask the angel Shilas and Halacha. When he woke up in the morning, he would write down what they answered. So usually they gave non-committal answers. They would ask about tefillin derashi, Rabbeinu Tam, which he should wear. So they never gave a straight answer. All the Shilas that he asked, the Machlokes HaRishonim, they never gave a straight answer. So yes, one of the things. What do they say in heaven? What do the malachim have to say about going to mikveh for davening? After this was Takanas Ezra repealed with respect to davening or not? So they told them something about mikra din. Din is like the Rambam, that you don't have to go to mikveh, but it's kedai that an aseres made tshuva, you should be machmer. That's in the sefer, Shabbos Tshuvas Ben HaShemayim. In the introduction to the sefer that was published by Mosad Rav Kook, it's a thin sefer. So they have a long introduction by Rav Ruvim Margolius. He's also a colorful person. So Rabbi Ruvim Margolius has a whole essay of what value are dreams. Because Gemara says, Direch Eloim is lamalim ala marin. You ignore anything you hear in a dream. So what was the value of the whole sefer? Shadus Chavis Ben HaShemayim. Everything are dreams that he had, that he asked Shadus of the Malach. So that's also questionable. So the Rosh has this taina. What's Rav Sadia going saying? A brocha and tefillah and the mikvah and every Yom Kippur. The whole thing is only a midas chasidus, a minig. What do you say a bracha for? What does he think chayvon amatay ratzma beregel applies to Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So why doesn't he say it on Rosh Hashanah? Why didn't he say it on Shalosh Regalim? Why is it only Erev Yom Kippur? And chayvon amatay ratzma beregel only applies Shalosh Regalim. You have to enter the Azara. Bizman is that nobody enters the Azara. So what is this Rav Sadia going? Where did it come from? From outer space. Where does it come from? Did he say a bracha la tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur? So that's what the Orach HaShulchan, but Rabbi Yeruchim Pella, the one who wrote on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadiqan, they say, no, he learned Pshat and Pasul like that. Lefnei Hashem Tetoru is not a Haftoche. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that we will obtain purification in his presence on Yom Kippur, when we'll do tshuva. Means Lefnei Hashem, prior to entering into Yom Kippur, Tetoru, you should be Matar yourselves by going to Mikvah. Ramban also understands like that. Lefnei Hashem Tetoru, you should purify yourselves. But he says not to purify by going to the Mikvah, to purify yourselves by reciting vidui. Because the Gemara says in the end of Yuma that you have to daven minche before you eat the surah mafsekes on Erev Yom Kippur. A lot of shuls in America, people go to work a whole day on Erev Yom Kippur, and then they rush home and eat the surah mafsekes, then they come to shul and they daven minche after the surah mafsekes. So that's not in accordance with the Takanas Chacham. Takanas Chacham was you have to recite vidui at the conclusion of mincha prior to eating the Suda HaMapsek. Is why? So the Gemara says, because something may come up at the end of the meal, Shema Yechanik Besuda, something may come up, and he may choke, or he may have to wash the dishes or take down the garbage, or something. He may come to shul late, and he'll come just to Kol Nidre. So what's the problem? So he'll come to shul late. So what's the problem? So the Ramban explains, no, the premise is Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Prior to entering into Yom Kippur, you have to purify yourselves by saying vidui and meaning it, and doing tshuva. There's an obligation to do tshuva on every Yom Kippur and to say vidui. So really, you should say the vidui when you come to shul right before Kol Nidre, right before you're about to enter into the, right before you mekabel kedushas hayom. But we're afraid, shema yechanik besuda, something may come up in the meal, have to take down the garbage, the meal won't be ready. They decided they're going to eat dinner at whatever at 5 o'clock, and then his wife is not ready till 5:45. Everything is postponed 45 minutes. Then by the time he gets to shul, they're going to be holding by Kol Nidre. They won't have a chance to say vidui. So they made a takana. Say the vidui in mincha before you have the suda mapsekas. But the ikar vidui really is erev Yom Kippur in the afternoon later. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shaloh, who quotes from the Ramban, that more correct is when you come to shul after the suda mapsekas, you should repeat vidui again, because the ikar vidui is before you're about to enter into the kedushas hayom. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He remembers as a child when his father had a rabbanus in Europe, his father would have the whole kehillah recite the Hashem, the Magadno, and Al-Chayt. Everyone, like the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, everyone should recite Vidui again before they say Kol Nidre. Most people today don't do that. Many people recite the Vidui that was composed by the Chayodim. That's called the Tfilos Zakot. I think on the sign downstairs, they have Tfilos Zakot. It's an error. Tfilos Zakot. The prayer that was composed by the Chayei Adam that has in it vidui. So Rav Soloveitchik taught, in addition to the Tefillah Zaka, it should say the vidui that was composed by the Chachamim, Hashem Nemagadnu, and the Al-Chayt, and then you say the Tefillah Zaka. So that's what these Rishonim understand. The Rav Sadia Goin with the Ramban, they both understand Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Lefnei Hashem means prior to entering into Yom HaKippurim, we should be metaher ourselves, either by going to mikveh, that kind of tahara, or by reciting vidui, by doing tshuva.
Any particular time for the mikveh?
Late in the afternoon. Preferable late in the afternoon. Yeah. As late as possible. Look, you have to have the suda mapsekas. They quote from the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Chayodom, not before an hour before chatzos. Where did that come from? Not before an hour before Chatzos. It's arbitrary. So Rabbi Moshe Sternberg quotes that someone who's a Mekubal, I think he mentions the name, told him Pshat in the Chayei Adam that what he meant is the following. Where is the international dateline? So it's a machlekes. So the Chazanish claims the international dateline is, that's what the Chazanish writes. You look on all the Rishonim, we talk about it, they all say the same thing. 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. Cuts through Korea, cuts through Australia. So the first place in the world where it's Yom Kippur, or it's Shabbos Yonder, whatever, is the western side of Korea. Shiloh, but maybe the eastern side has the same din as the western side. Details are crucial, but not for us. Okay, it's not negated to us. So the first place in the world that it's Yom Kippur is 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. And then he says that Vilna is 1 hour to the west of Yerushalayim. So 7 hours... an hour before Chatzos, it's already Yom Kippur over there. There's one place in the world where it's already Yom Kippur. So that's why that's where it came from. That's where it comes from. The Chayyadim says, you can go to mikveh not earlier than an hour before Chatzos, because in Vilna, an hour before Chatzos, it's already Yom Kippur somewhere in the world. So then we are 7 hours before Eretz Yisrael. And Los Angeles is 3 hours before us. So they can, Los Angeles, they can go to mikveh in the middle of the night. It's already Yom Kippur. It's already Yom Kippur in Korea. It's already Yom Kippur somewhere. That's where Rav Moshe Sternberg goes. That the Chayodim's idea now before Chatzos comes from this story with the international dateline. Yeah, but it really means Lefnei Hashem Titoru, according to this Rav Sadia Goin. If you're machmer for that, Lefnei Hashem means late in the afternoon, as late as possible. Enough time to daven mincha and to eat the suda mapsekas and to get to shul. There's a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam holds it's only a din Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Raman never quotes any din of Tosefes, not on Shabbos and not on Yantav. Only Tosefes, Yom Kippur. So this Dechemet has a whole Arichas on this. Dechemet is an encyclopedia. So he has a whole Arichas. He quotes that it's a likut of Achrenim. So he quotes, some Achrenim understood the Rambam, there's no Chiyuv in Torah to have Tosefes on Shabbos and Yantav. In the Rabbanah there is a Chiyuv. Others said, no, but the Rambam doesn't say that either. How can it be that mid the Rabbanah? He should have mentioned it. They say, no, there's no Chiyuv Tosefes at all, but if you want Mosif, it'll be Chal. And others say, he never said that either. The Rambam doesn't hold, it's not Geres Tosefes at all. You're not Mechiyuv to, not Menatar, not mid the Rabbanah, only Yom Kippur. And even if you want Mosif, it's just not Chal. The Gemara says, Rav Tzolish al Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, Rav, would daven Ma'ariv early, late Friday afternoon, and he would say Kiddush. And the Rambam asked the Kasha, how can you say Kiddush if there's no din of Tosefes? So the Rambam says, Kiddush doesn't have to be recited on Shabbos. Just like you can say Havdalah after Shabbos is over or before Shabbos is about to leave. The Gemara said, B'shas Adchak, one can recite Havdalah before Shabbos ends. It'll still be Shabbos till the end of the day. You can't chop off Shabbos, but you can recite Havdalah before Shabbos comes to a close. So too you can recite Kiddush before Shabbos enters. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam seems that he never holds from the whole din of Tosefes, period. Only on Yom Kippur he holds from Tosefes. Now Soloveitchik said where he came from, the minhag used to be that they would bench licht on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, all year long, 30 minutes before the sun sets. And Erev Yom Kippur, there would be Moshe Mechoel HaKadosh 60 minutes before. He said, as a child, he asked, why is that so? What's up is twice as long? So the official explanation that they gave was 30 minutes for Moloch and 30 minutes for Inuyim. So he said, he never understood, what does that mean? The same Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayim, Moloch, and Inuyim. What do you mean? Tosef is 30 minutes for this and 30 minutes for that. So he didn't explain. He just said he never understood. Perhaps the Pashtus is that they wanted to be Moisif more on Yom Kippur, because according to the Rambam, the only time you have Tosef is on Yom Kippur. Rama Paskin is only Tosefes on Yom Kippur. All year long on Shabbos Yantar, but there is no din of Tosefes. Yeah, the Gemara says Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Bizman Shabbos and Migdush HaYikayim, they brought Karbonus Tzibur, and they brought the Sayer HaMishtaleach. It was also a type of a Korban. It was a Bachutz. So the Karbonus were Mechaper. And the Kain Godel said, Vida, I'm here for Vola Klal Yisrael. Bizman Hazeh, the no karbonis, but still the Gemara says, Itzuma shal yoyim mechaper, ki bayoyim hazeh, yichaper alech metaresch. How do you translate bayoyim hazeh? So we usually translate on this day, ki bayoyim hazeh. So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, ki bayoyim hazeh, he said, the Rishonim called this a beis hakeli. Bas sefer hazeh ani lo meid. What do you mean? I learn in the sefer, no, I learn with the sefer. Let's say I have a hammer. I say, how do you say hammer in Hebrew?
Patish.
No, that's how you say hammer. Yeah. Okay. I say, ba patish hazeh ani makeh et ha-masmer. It doesn't mean on the patish, like bayom hazeh, on this day. No, it's with this hammer. That's a beis hakeli. With this hammer, I'm going to do. So that's how the Tanoim understand ki bayom hazeh itzuma shel yom is mechaper. The Yoyim Hazeh, the Yitzum Shel Yoyim, brings about the Kapor. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim HaKrovos HaKarbonos. And the Sorei HaMishtaleach brings about the Kapor. And after the Churban HaBayis, Ki Yoyim Hazeh, it's a Beis HaKeli, the Yitzum Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. The Koyach of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So the Tanoim had this strange machlokes HaTanoim, where the Yom Kippur is Mechaper needs tshuva or not. Rebbe thinks that there's no need to do tshuva, and the Chachamim say Yom Kippur is only mechaper if the person does tshuva. There's machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim had a paskin. The Rambam adapts the position of the Chachamim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. The Rambam starts off Hilchas tshuva, when a person gets Mises Bezdin, so the Mises Bezdin is mechaper, and he should say vidui, the Mishnah says, Tehem Yisasi Kapor Al Kol Avanoisai, he should say vidui before they give him the Mises Bezdin. Because the Misa is only Mechaper if he does tshuva. Then he says if a person deserves Malkus, so he should say Vidui before he gets the Malkus. The Malkus should be Mechaper. When a person brings a Korban, he should say Vidui in conjunction with the Korban. The Korban should be Mechaper. And Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with tshuva. The Rambam spells out all the forms of tshuva. Misa is Bezdin, or a person dies a natural death. When a person dies a natural death, he's supposed to say Vidui. My father passed away a few years ago, so he said Vidi a few times. Every time he had major surgery, he didn't know if he would survive, so he said Vidi. That's what he's supposed to say Vidi. My father used to be a chaplain in a hospital at different stages. So he would always encourage the patients, they should say, it says in Shulchan Aruch like this, you shouldn't tell a person you're about to die, you better say Vidi. Then he's going to get all mevuhal. Tell a person, whenever one is b'sakana, and he may die, so they didn't. You have to say Vidi. You say Vidi a few times during your lifetime. My father talking said Vidi a few times. The last time was the last time he said Vidi. Okay. And he had the last surgery that he didn't survive. So he said Vidi for the last time in his life. So the Rambam says you always have to have tshuva. There's never any kapara without tshuva. And several of the goyim paskin like Rebbe, the Yom Kippur is mechaper, even without tshuva. I mentioned the other day, it's very strange. What do you mean? It's machlokes, the Rambam and the goyim have to paskin. It's up to us to paskin. When you have a shayla kriyas haTorah, so we paskin as negiah to us. When you have a shayla and a sukkah, you have to give a psakim. It's a shayla whether Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. It's a shayla for the bezon shalmaila. It's not how are we the balabatim. The paskin whether Yom Kippur is mechapa without tshuva. So the answer is no. It is nageh to us. It's nageh halacha lemaisa, because there's a mishnah towards the end of Krisis. The mishnah says if a person is mechiv chatas v'oshem ba'overal of Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. He still is mechiv to bring the chatas and the oshem. But if a person was obligated to bring an oshem talui ba'overal of Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is mechaper, and he no longer has an obligation to bring the oshem talui. So this is a shayla halacha lemaisa. What if a person is obligated to bring an Hashem Tali, and it comes Yom Kippur, and he didn't do tshuva for that avera, to the suffix avera? It's a joke by him. He's mesupik if he ate chelav or not, mesupik if he ate chametz b'pesach, and it doesn't bother him, and he never did tshuva, so will he be mechuyev to bring the Hashem Tali after Yom Kippur? So that's a shayla halacha lemaisa for us. So that's for us. We have the right to paskin on that. So that's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Goyim had a paskin. The Rambam paskin is like the Chachamim. They never get any kapara without doing tshuva. And several of the Goyim say no. They think the din is like Rebbe. Yom Kippur is mechapa without tshuva. Very strange. How can it be? It doesn't make sense. How can Yom Kippur be mechapa without tshuva? So what's the whole idea of kapara? Rav Soloveitchik used to explain Shitas Rebbe that Yom Kippur is a kaparas hatzibur. It's not a kaparas hayochid. When you bring a chatos or an osham, I'm bringing the chatos. It's a kapara for me. When I get malchus, when I get misa, when I die, that's a kapara sayachad. Yom Kippur is a kapara on all of Klal Yisrael. So because it's a kapara satzibur, there's no kapara for a rosha. But the kapara is for the whole tzibur. You don't call the whole tzibur rishoy. Whenever it's kapara satzibur, so Rebbe's opinion is, as long as you're part of that tzibur, you get a kapara even though you never did shuvah. Rebbe agrees on all the others. There's no kaporas hayochid unless you do tshuva. The Mincha Saluza was the minkacher Rebbe. Mincha Saluza was the main antagonist to the Zionist movement. So he has all of his tshuvas are very nice, except for the tshuvas about Zionism. He just flies off the handle. He goes, it's not to be believed. You just look at the tshuvas, so different from all the other tshuvas. Just goes wild. He was so wild about it. I remember there used to be an old man. He died deep into his 90s. When he would remember the way the Minkacha would curse the Zionists, he would still shudder. 70 years later, he would still shake. He says, it was so terrifying. He was always cursing the Zionists and cursing the Mizrahi and cursing the Aguda, because they're also soft on Zionism. He'd curse everyone who would be supporting the Zionist movement. So the Mincha Saluza has in one of his attacks against Zionism, he says, these two people think they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to get a Mechilas Avoinas, because the Pasuk says, Bechiper Abnosai Amrei, and the Gemara in the end of Ksubis interprets an additional level of interpretation. It's not Pshuta Shamikra, that one who walks to Alan Amos in Eretz Yisrael, Bechiper Abnosai Amrei, Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper on the Jewish people. So he says, there ain't no such thing. There's only kapor if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechap. I think he quotes the Pnei Yeshua. It says like that, Anad Gemar the end of Ksubis, that whoever walks in Eretz Yisrael gets a mechilas avodah is only on the understanding that he does tshuva. And he quotes this Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, that there's never any kapora unless the person does tshuva. The ikar difficulty in tshuva is the first step, the first step to be mechuyev to do tshuva is you have to have hakoras achet. Person has to realize that he did something wrong. What are people saying? Hashem nevagad nemal cheta. What cheta are they talking about? Most people think that they're perfect. Oh, they're not perfect, but they don't think of themselves as sinners. They don't realize that they're not convinced that they did anything wrong. The first step is a person has to have hakoras achet. He has to realize that he did something wrong. Before you have hakoras achet, so there's nothing to discuss. Hakoras achet, yedias achet is mechay ben achatas also. Also, there's a tesis in Shavuos and Abdallah Ramar Aleph. That's a crucial tesis. Tesis says the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Ohoda yelov chatasa shechato aleha. Ohoda means imhoda, like oh noda kishor nagachu. Im noda kishor nagachu. If you know it's a shamur, then he pays nezik shom. Ohoda yelov chatasa shechato aleha. Imhoda. When a person has yidias achet, that is mechiv to bring a korban chatas. So Tosfos says pshita, a chatas is not bo ben edom and edover. So if you don't know for sure that you did an aver, of course you can't bring a chatas. What does the pasuk have to say? Ohoda yelov chatasa. So Tosfos says no. Let's say Amatzoi Shabbos, the person has an uneasy feeling. He thinks it was probably Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know enough Hilcha Shabbos to know that he did something wrong. He just feels uncomfortable. So he's Mafresh Akarben Chatos, just in case he has Mechal Shabbos, Mafresh Akarben Chatos. Then a week or two go by, and he's learning Kitzu Shulchan Aruch. He finds out, yeah, he was Mechal Shabbos 2 weeks ago. So now he brings the Chatos to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they're makrif it. So Tosfos says he's not Yotze, it's Chulam Bazorah. Because at the time he was Magdashid, he didn't yet have Yediyas Achet. And you can't be Mafish Achatos Benedover. You can't be Mafish Achatos unless you're Mechuyiv. You're not Mechuyiv unless you have Yediyas Achet. So just because you have an uneasy, uncomfortable feeling that you think you may have been Mechal Shabbos, but you don't know anything about Hilchot Shabbos, then there's no Yediyas Achet. So that's the difficulty. You don't begin to talk about doing tshuva before the person has Yediyas Achet. The Nusach of the Vidui that the Kain Gadol says, we say it in the Seder Avodah, and he says Vidui three times. The first, Ana Hashem Chatosi Avisi Pashayti Lefanecha, Ana Hashem Kapo Nalachatoyim La'avadas Labshem Shechatosi V'shavisi Shepashayti Lefanecha, and so on. So Ana means please. The Gemara learns that from Psukim that Kain Gadol has to say the word Ana, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ana Chatam Chato Gdoila, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. So we understand the second time the Kohen Gadol says this, On Hashem, Kapa Nolachatayim Alavanas Labshem, please forgive me. What's the first? On Hashem, Chatosi Avise Pashay Telefanecha. He just makes a statement, I did an Avera. So what is he saying, please? On Hashem? He didn't ask for anything. The second time, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say twice. Moshe Rabbeinu said once, On Chatoyim Chatoy Gdoylo, V'yasalem Egal Masecha. And then he says, please forgive them. He said, on the beginning. But the Kohen Gadol says, on it twice. So the second honor makes sense. On Hashem kapano, on a bashem kapano lachatoyim la'avodas Hashem. What is it? On Hashem the first time. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Darshanim in Europe used to interpret, on Hashem, please give me the koyach to recognize that I did an aveira. That's usually the most difficult hurdle, that a person should have hakoras achet. He should realize that he's doing something wrong. Before one has the hakoras achet, so there's nothing to discuss about doing tshuva.
Is there any way to get kapara for
chatayim
which you don't remember?
A person says, I may have sinned, maybe I wasn't careful enough, I don't know what I did. So he says, please forgive me if I did sin. Okay. But the main tshuva is for the things that he does know. So he has.
Can he get kapara without doing tshuva? Because he doesn't know what's there.
He says, I feel bad in case I did an aver, which I'm not aware of. So that's what we say at the end of the vidui. We say, this is what we know, whatever we don't know, you should forgive us. We didn't mean to sin. So that's, you add that at the end of the vidui. But the main vidui should be an aver is that we recognize that we are aware that we did. And every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, we have Hadlokas Haneris. So the Tosfos on the opening Mishnah, Bama Madlikin presents a machlokes, what do you say, a bracha. By us, it's so poshut, we say, you benchlich. Bench means to say a bracha. By us, it's elementary, of course you say a bracha. But the Baalei HaTosfos weren't so convinced. Why? Because the Gemara has a lashon, Shani Omer, Abai says, Shani Omer, Hadlokas Haner b'Shabbos Choyvo. So Tosfos has one opinion, Choyvo, as opposed to a mitzvah, means something you have to do, but you don't say a bracha. Like the Gemara says, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, Mayim Achronim is a chayva. That's in Chulin, in Perakal Abbas. So Taisa says, chayva means you have to wash Mayim Achronim, Mishum Sarkona, not to rub the salt into your eyes, but you don't say a bracha. So here the Gemara has a lashon Shani Yoyma. Abai says, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is a chayva, means something you have to do, but no bracha is recited. So we don't follow that opinion. We do say a bracha. Some Chacham Avadya quotes as some Sephardic communities had a practice only to say a bracha and Hadlokas Haner on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontov, they didn't say a bracha. So that's probably for historical reasons. It's a question, when was the bracha instituted? So some claim you don't have any sources in the Gemara. You don't have any sources. Tosafot quotes are Yerushalmi. We don't have such a Yerushalmi that says that you say a bracha. So every so often, Tosafot writes, Yerushalmi, they don't mean Talmud Yerushalmi. They mean some other rabbinical source other than the Gemara. So many say this was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. Not really a Talmud Yerushalmi, but the Brochan Hadlokas Haner was introduced Bizman HaGaonim, that's what some claim, because the Karoim said, you're not allowed to leave any lights on. And the Karaites used to live in dark on Friday night. And on Shabbos morning, they ate cold food because they felt you're not allowed to leave any fires. Friday night, the food was still hot, but Shabbos morning, food was cold already. So, to emphasize that we're not doing anything wrong, Adarabi, doing the right thing. Our tradition is that doesn't mean you're not allowed to leave any lights on, you're not allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos. So that's why they introduced, that's what some claim, they introduced a bracha and hadlokas aner and erev Shabbos to demonstrate that we don't follow the karoim. So many communities, they only introduce the bracha on Shabbos, not on Yontif, because on Yontif even the Karaites agree allowed to turn on lights because Eichon Nefesh is mutav. So there were such communities. We don't have that practice. We say bracha hadlokas aneris on Shabbos and on Yontif. What's on Yom Kippur? So in Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, in Perek Malkam Shenagu, the middle of Masachas Pesachim, the Mishnah gives different minhagim that some kehilas had and other kehilas didn't have. It says that some kehilas had a minig to be madlik as aneris erev Yom Kippur, and others had minig not to be madliks. It's all totally a minig. What does it depend on? So the Gemara says that everything is based on the same consideration. One of the Hamish Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Tashmash Amito. So the Inyan of Hadlokas Haneris Erev Yom Kippur has to do with married people. Single people, it doesn't apply. Married people, so if his wife is very good looking, he's going to see his wife, how good looking she is, he may have a desire to violate Tashmash Amito on Yom Kippur. So they had a minig, Dafka, not to have any lights in the house, it should be dark. So he won't see how beautiful his wife is. And the other minig was the same thing, but they would light the neir as dafka in the bedroom, because also the shamish mitosa lo aran neir, so that would prevent them from violating the inui of tashma shamita. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that these two, since it's a minig, it's not really a chiyuv even mid the rabbana. It depends makom shenog and makom sheloi nagu. So the Mechaber's opinion is that you never recite a bracha when you fulfill a minig. Let's say you recite chatzi halal amash chodesh. So the Gemara says Chatzi Halal Amash Chodesh is a minig. When Rav came to Bavel, Rav was already a mature adult. He had learned by Rabbi Yudanas, he got smicha. He came to Bavel. He never heard of that you say Chatzi Halal Amash Chodesh. The Gemara in the end of Tainus. So that's a machlokes harishon. Do you recite the bracha over fulfilling a minig? So the Mechaber represents the sheet of the Chachmei Svar. No bracha is recited. So that's what Mechaber would say, that you shouldn't say a bracha on Hadlokas Haneris and Erev Yom Kippur either. And the Ramah says that the minig by the Ashkenazim is that you do say a bracha on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the minig by Ashkenazim is that you say a bracha on Hadlokas Haneris on Erev Yom Kippur as well. This year, that Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and the Mechaber writes, L'chol HaDeis, you say a bracha because it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Abadi, you say a bracha on Hadlokas Haneris. So on the side, in the Be'er HaGoyle, it said this is based on a braisa in the middle of Makom Shenagu, that some of the Tanoim say like that. So this is really problematic. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why is it that the takana that they made every Shabbos Erev Yonta, every Shabbos and Yonta, by Mamad Likin, there's a takana der Rabbanan that we recite a bracha on Hadlokas Neris Erev Shabbos Erev Yonta. Why does that takana not apply to Erev Yom Kippur? Why do you say it all depends on Makom Shenagu? So the Mefarshim explained why. Because you fast on Yom Kippur, the Ikar Hadlokas Neris is that it should be like when you're eating the meal. So since on Yom Kippur you don't eat any meal, so they never made a takana to bench licht on Erev Yom Kippur. But so even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what does it help that it's Shabbos? But this Yom Kippur, no one's going to eat a meal. So it's not so. And the Gemara there in Pesachim, it's a machlekes hatanai, where the hadlokas on there is of Yom Kippur shecholias b'Shabbos, is it a chayva, or does it still depend on the makom shenog? But that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that if Yom Kippur shecholias b'Shabbos, even those mekaymes where the minig normally would be that hadlokas fair of Yom Kippur, you don't say a bracha because it's only a minig, but Yom Kippur shecholias b'Shabbos, then it's a real din, and then l'chol ha'deis you say a bracha.
So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if women are not making a bracha, so would they accept the kedusha sayom? Will they have to verbalize it?
They should be moisef mechoel av hakodesh. They have to add up. The men don't say a bracha on hadlokas, and their men don't light the candles, so they should be moisef mechoel av hakodesh.
When women light, that's right. Is that the act of lighting that accepts?
Yeah, we usually assume when a woman lights the candles, that's the hadlok. The Bahag is of the opinion when a woman lights candles every Erev Shabbos, it's a Tosefi Shabbos Bal Kocha for all the members of the family who are yotzei with that hadlok. So no one's allowed to do malacha after the balabasta does hadlokas on Eretz, and you can't daven mincha after. Once you mekal the Shabbos, you can't daven tefilas chol. So they used to, the Rishonim, right? They used to, after they would daven mincha in shul, they would send their children home to tell mommy to bench licht. Because if the mother would bench licht before, they wouldn't be able to daven mincha. So we're machma for the Bahag's opinion only partially. That the woman who benches licht, we say it's a Kabbalah Shabbos for her. But not for the members of the family. That we're not machma for. And then if you have a big shas hatchak, then we make it even for her. If she says beferish, has mind she doesn't want to be Kabbalah Shabbos, so then it's not even Tosefa Shabbos for her. We try to avoid it. Let's say a woman wants to light Neris Erev Yom Kippur and then she wants to drive to Shul. She lives far away. It's a half an hour walk. So more correct is she should be Madlik Neris and Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur right away. Tosefes Yom Kippur right away. And if she considers it a big Shas HaTchak, then she should have in mind not to be Mekabel Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur. And then she can drive to Shul. In that situation, she can't say Shachyarim. Shechyani can only say when you're actually mekabel kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur. Can't say Shechyani on Erev Yom Kippur. So any woman who has in mind to make it tonight, not to be mekabel tosefes Yom Kippur with the hadlaka, should be careful not to say Shechyani. That's for sure not. Yeah, we have the minik to recite called Nidre. Very old minik from the days of the Gaonim. What is called Nidre all about? In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskin is based on that brisa in Pesachim in Makom Shenoga that this year for sure it's a chiyuv. So for sure you say a bracha.
But even though why there's no meal?
Because the main is for the meal, but it's also shalei koshel beitzah be'evin. You shouldn't stumble. You need a little light in the house in order to enjoy. So on a normal Yom Kippur, there's no achilah shtir. The ikar takana was for achilah shtir. So a normal Yom Kippur, they never made a takana. But a normal Shabbos, there is a takana. So even let's say I'm madlik neris at home and I'm going to eat in the cafeteria. So why am I madlik at home? Shalai kosher beitzah be'evin. So Yom Kippur, shcholi is b'Shabbos. So it's like everybody's eating somewhere else. No one's eating at all. But basically, you're Shabbos, so you're madlik with a bracha. Shalai kosher beitzah be'evin. They call Nidre, there's the old Nusach and the new Nusach. The old Nusach was that it's a Hataras Nidorim for the Nidorim that we took, Yom Kippurim Shavad, Yom Kippurim Hazeh. And then Taisis quotes Rabbi Natam thought that that doesn't make any sense. What are you making Hataras Nidorim for? Where did that come from? Rabbi Natam says, no, it's based on a Gemara Nidorim. That in the beginning of the year, Bereish Shata doesn't necessarily have to mean on Rosh Hashanah. Beginning of the year, Erev Yom Kippur is enough. You should make a declaration that any neder I will take in the course of the coming year, Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Habo Aleinu L'Toivo, Tavshin Ayin Hey, any neder we will take should be null and void. So the Chayyadam says you should say both Nuschos. You should say the Loshen L'Sha'ovar, it's a Hataras Nedarim for the past, and it's a declaration, a Mesiris Maidor, declaration in advance, that any neder we take should be null and void. So if you took a, if you made such a declaration, every neder should be null and void. So what do you need a hataras and dorm at the end of the year for? He just made a declaration, nothing should be valid. So that Gemara in Adarim, there is such a din in the Gemara, make a declaration in advance, but there's a major machlekes of Rishayim, what does that help for? Which Nadarim are not binding? So there's a machlekes ben akotza lakotza, opposite from each other. Some Rishayim say, that helps if a person takes a neder he forgot about, at the time he takes a neder, he forgot that he said kol nidre in advance. But if at the time that he takes the neder he remembers that he said kol nidre, and he has in mind that the neder shouldn't be, he remembers that he said kol nidre, then the amiras haneder itself is a bitl hamaydor. If he remembers that he said kol nidre, the amiras haneder is a bitl maydor. And the other rishonim say faker, that the reciting of a kol nidre in the beginning of the year only helps if he took the neder relying on the kol nidre that it shouldn't be valid. But if he forgot all about the fact that he said kol nidre and he took a neder, then the neder will be binding. So you have opposites, but akotz are opposites. Some hold the declaration of kol nidre that you make in advance, the beginning of the year, only helps on the nedarim that you weren't thinking, that you took, that you weren't thinking about kol nidre. Others help at all. Others hold faket. It only helps if at the time you took the neder you had a mind to rely on the kol nidre, the neder should not be valid. So that's why we're not sure what the kol nidre helps for us. At the end of the year, we require again a hataras nedarim. So again, because the old nusach hagayin was it's a hataras nedarim l'sha'ovar, so that's why we convene a bezin of two people stand next to the chazan, and that's the bezin for hataras nedarim. You should be careful. The bezin can be related to the people whose nedarim that being matir. That's a gemara. A korev is good. Rabban Soloveitchik pointed out, he thought that you can't have two kroivim on the bezin. So the three people, let's say, if my son is the bal tefila for the kol nidre, so I shouldn't be one of the three people for the bezin. According to Rabban Soloveitchik, the members of the bezin should be a kosher bezin, shouldn't be kroivim as well as that. The first kol nidre we're careful to say by yom way before the shkia, because the Mishnah says in the end of Masechet Shabbos, you're only permitted to do hataras and darim on Shabbos if the neder is needed l'tzarech haShabbos. Let's say he took a neder not to eat potatoes. He finds out his wife, that's the whole meal. She made a cholent with potatoes. So if he won't be allowed to eat potatoes, he won't be able to eat any food on Shabbos. He's permitted to do hataras and darim on Shabbos if it's l'tzarech haShabbos. Here we're doing hataras and darim for everybody's nedarim, not necessarily l'tzarech haShabbos. So that's why it says the first kol nidre, the fact that we recite kol nidre three times, that's a chumrah. Mikra din, you only have to say once. So the first time you say kol nidre should be before the shkia. Then the next two times can be already after the shkia. That's not a problem. Yeah, the Gemara has a shayla maseches erevin daf mem on the base. Rabbi Blau gave a shir about this on Shabbos Shuvah, right after Rosh Hashanah. Is one obligated to recite Shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? One is obligated to recite Shachyanu on Sholosh Regalim. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? If you have a pre-chodosh, the Gemara says that Shachyanu is a reshus. That's not an obligation. That's the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem. But what's with the Shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Blau mentioned some of the Rishonim learn pshat in the Gemara that the deal is there a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If there's a chiyuv simcha, then it's the same as Sholosh Regalim. There's an obligation to recite Shachyanu. Shachyanu is like the bichas ha-mitzvah on the mitzvah of simcha. Gemara comes to the conclusion that Shachyanu is a chayva. You mechayv to recite Shachyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, just like on Sholosh Regalim. Then the Gemara says, but you have to say Shachyanu over a cup of wine. So what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, well, say Shachyanu, no one will drink it. The Gemara says, no, mevarach tzor she'yitam. If nobody tastes the wine, so it's not called a brocha lakais. The Gemara says, so we'll give it to a young child who's not fasting anyway. So the Gemara says, that's not a smart idea. The kid will grow up, and at the age of 75, he'll remember, the rabbi gave me the wine, I have to drink the wine on the Yom Kippur. I remember the rabbi, he won't realize he was a cotton then, and now he's already bar mitzvah, 65 years ago, he's bar mitzvah. He's not allowed to drink the wine now. So the Gemara said, that's a poor chinuch, to give the wine to a child. So the Gemara says, so what do you do? How do you say Shachyanu without a cup of wine? The Gemara says, no, on Sholosh Regalim also, strictly speaking, Shachyanu oimer afilu bashuk, you can say Shachyanu, even as you're walking in the street. We may as well save the Shachyanu to the end of the Kiddush, because Ben Kovah Kovah going to say Kiddush Alakos on Yamim Tovim, So if you recite Shachyanu ala kos, you enhance the chashivas of the bracha. But on Yom Kippur, when there's no kos, you can recite Shachyanu without a kos. The kos is not niyakim. So that's our practice. Many women have the practice to say Shachyanu when they bench licht. But if the woman is going to make a tanai not to be mekabel Yom Kippur because she plans to drive to shul, then she should not say Shachyanu. The dafka, she should not say Shachyanu. The Gemara in Yuma tells that mentions that the Chazan has to recite the Seder Havoida in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz. Our practice is that we only recite Seder Havoida and Musaf. In the days of the Goyim, there were communities where they recited Seder Havoida in Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. All the three tefillas, they said. They loved so much the Seder Havoida, they said it all three tefillas. We only say it by Musaf. So the Gemara sounds like it says, the simple reading of the Gemara, everybody was sitting during Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam says that everyone should stand in Chazaras Hashatz. And the Rambam quotes that. The practice should always year long you should stand in Chazaras Hashatz. But that's not a din. That's Amidas Chasidus. So in Yom Kippur, the Gemara presents that everybody's sitting in the Chazan repeating Chazaras Hashatz. When the Chazan gets to the Vidui, everybody has to stand. Not that they're saying Vidui. In the days of the Gemara, only the Chazan said the Vidui in the Chazaras Hashatz. The Yochid says the Vidui after his own Tefillah Belachash. Only the Chazan said the Vidui in Chazaras Hashatz. The Zman Hazeh, the practice, the Vilna Gaon insisted that's the way you should leave it. No one should say Vidui along with the Chazan. Only the Chazan should say Vidui. The way it was in the days of the Gemara. We don't do like that. Everybody says a long Vidui with the Chazan. But the Chazan should still say at least a few lines of the Vidui. You don't have to say all of twice Aleph Beis. You have to say everything out loud. At least he should say some of the Al-Chet Shechton Lefanecha. Some of them he should say out loud. So the Gemara says, when the Chazan comes to Vida, everybody has to stand in the Shul. So there she used to say that sometimes you have older people who find it difficult to stand so much. So that's out of the question. They don't stand the whole Chazaras Hashatz. He used to stand during Kriyas HaTorah and during Chazaras Hashatz. So on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when he used to make HaTorah's Mendorim, so he didn't recite what it says in the Siddur Shimon HaRabbeisai, Dayanim Umchim, he just used to say in English, I have the Minik Toif to stand for Chazaras Hashatz and Kriyas HaTorah. I don't have Charata from the Minik Toif, I have Charata that I didn't say B'li Neder. I'm going to try to stand this year also till he was into his 80s. He used to stand all the time. But he asked for Hataras and Dorim in case it's too difficult, he wants to sit. So for many years, he would make the Hataras and Dorim. Then he would stand anyway for the Chazaras Hashatz and the Kriya Satur. But Mikir Adin, you have to really stand. So the Gemara just says you have to stand when the Chazan gets to the Vidur. Mikir Adin, you don't really have to stand when they open up the Aron Kodesh. He mentioned before Rosh Hashanah that the Taz writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah in the end of Yoredei, Chel Gimel, that the Sefer Torah is in a different Rishus. The Aron Kodesh is 10 Tvachim tall, the Dal Al Dalam. So the Sefer Torah is really in a different Rishus, you don't have to stand. That's also a minik. Beautiful minute to stand, but if people find it too difficult, so they should know they have to stand for Tefillah Balachash for Shmona Esrei, and they have to stand for when the Chazan gets to the Vidui, that says in the Gemara that they have to stand. The Chazan is really supposed to say the whole Seder HaVoida B'Kol Rom. Many shuls they don't have like that. Everybody says Seder HaVoida, Chazan says a line here and a line there. That's not really right. The Seder HaVoida is an integral part of the Chazaras Hashatz. Chazan is supposed to say the whole Seder Avoid. There are two Nuschois in the Seder Avoid. There's Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar. When you look in the Chumash, the Mishnais go back a little bit. You look in the Chumash, the Karbonas that were brought on Yom Kippur are mentioned in two different Parshas. In Parshas Pinchas, you have the Musaf that's brought on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and Yom Kippur, the Musaf. Then you have in Parshas Achrei Mois, a different set of karbonas, no similarity living or dead to what it says in Parashat Pinchas. That's the musafim, and this is for the Seder HaVoida, for the kapara. So that's the Seder HaVoida. It's a question, the halacha requires that you need a kohen gadol for everything on your kippah, so the kohen gadol did everything, even the tminim. Kohen gadol did the tminim. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Ritva, that's probably only midirabbanan. The tminim you bring every day of the year. So it's, the Pashto says you don't need a Kohen Gadol for that. Mikaredin. Kohen Gadol did everything. Kohen Gadol did everything. Kohen Gadol didn't exactly do everything. The Balamor writes on Yuma. Balamor says that all the Paitonim made a mistake. They all write that they had four payasas on Yom Kippur. They drew a lottery. Every day it says in the Mishnah is that they used to have a payas, which Kohen, they had many Kohanim, and everybody wanted to do the, have the schus of doing the Hakrovas HaKarbonah. So they used to have a lottery, so to speak, a payas, who has the right to shech the carbon, who is Makabal Adam, who does Halochas Adam, Rikas Adam, who carries this to the Mizbeach. They had many Kohanim Mizbeach. On Yom Kippur, you can't have any payasas. Kohen Gadol did everything. So the Balamor says, all the Paitonim made a mistake. They write that on Yom Kippur there were four payasas. That's ridiculous. Kohen Gadol did everything, they're not payasas. So the Ramban makes fun of the Balamor. So he says, nobody knows anything. Only this man. He's the only one who knows the truth. All the Paitonim, we have piyutim from the days of the Gaonim. All the Gaonim didn't know. And how come the whole second Perek in Yuma starts off with the payasas? What's the whole Perek doing in Yuma if there were no payasas on Yom Kippur? True, the Mishnah describes the daily payasas that they had every day of the year. Mishoched mi mekabel asadam. That didn't apply to Yom Kippur because the Mekabel did all the avodas. But it doesn't make sense. The whole Perek should be in Maseches Yuma, and there were no payasas at all on Yom Kippur. So the Ramban defends the Paitonim, and he says there were payasas on Yom Kippur. Not everything was done by the Kohen Gadol. So the, and we say the piyutim. We assume that there were four payasas on Yom Kippur. So we assume, this is two opinions in Taisvist, this Machleg is Balamon and Ramban, that the Trumas Adeshin was done Kros HaGever, that was, Trumas Adeshin was not done by the Kohen Gadol. Trumas Adeshin didn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to do all Avodas Hayom. Trumas Adeshin was Avodas HaLayla, that they did before those HaShachar, that was the first payas. Then there were other payasas also for side things. The main Akrobas HaKarbonis was taka done by the Kohen Gadol. So that's where the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Ritvo on Yuma. It's really not so clear that every single step of the Avodah must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Even the Tomet. The Tomet is a daily Chiyuv. It's even questionable whether Mulasafim have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, that says in Parshas Zacharimah, that's the Korbanos for Kapara. The Mulasafim is in Parshas Pinchas. It could well be that you don't even need a Kohen Gadol for the Hakrovas on Mulasafim. But bottom line, the Kohen Gadol did the whole Avodah except for the four things that they had. Hatzoras Sadeshin, what else? Dishan Mizbeach HaPanimi, Dishan HaMenorah, these side things were done by Kohen Gadol. They had four payasas. So when you read the Chumash, you read the way the Avodah was done in three different units. The Kohen Gadol all year long wears Shmoina B'Gadim and he wears Big Day Zol. On Yom Kippur, he has to wear Big Day Lovan when he does the Avodah from Parshas Achrei Mois. Bad is Big Day Lovan without any shatness in it, only Pishtot. So the way it's described in the Chumash, the Avodah was divided into three units. He did one unit in the morning, Big Day Zov, then the middle, Big Day Lovan, then later in the day, Big Day Zov. The Gemara says, however, that we have a tradition that the Kohen Gadol has to be toivel five times on Yom Kippur. Every time a Kohen puts on Big Day Kuna, Bizban Shebig Day Malayim Kunosim Malayim. Whenever a Kohen, all year long a Kohen is a Kohen, he's not allowed to go to the cemetery, gets the first Aliyah, he can't marry a Grusha, he has a Kedushas Kuna Shebig Vumen. When a Kohen puts on Big Day Kuna, he disendows him with a deeper degree of Kedusha, Kedushas Kuna Shebam Migdosh. And if he doesn't wear the Big Day Kuna and he does Avaida, he's Dina Kizar. He does not have that Kedushas Kuna Shebam Migdosh. Whenever a Kohen puts on Big Day Kuna, it enhances his Kedushas Kuna. So like a ger habala, his gayer is going to become a kedushas Yisrael, has to go to mikveh. So whenever a kohen puts on big dekuna, he has to go to mikveh. So the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a tradition, halachal mashim Sinai, he has to go to mikveh five times because he does the avodah in five units. So each time he puts on big, first he does avodah big day zoh, big day lovim, big day zoh, big day lovim, big day zoh. So each time he goes to mikveh, each time he puts on the big dekuna, he has to go to mikveh prior to that, in order to gain the full kedusha. In the Chumash it doesn't say like that. The Chumash it says the avodah is done in three units, zov, lov, and azov. But the Halacha Moshe Messinah says you do it in five units. That's Rav Soloveitchik had a suggestion. The Beis Halevi has, Abshalom Elavilna has. It's also we have 2 days in the year when we celebrate Kabbalah Satur. We celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah and Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And the Gemara in the last Daf and Taina says that Yom Kippur was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luch HaShniyos. That's why it's a special day for celebration. So what do you need 2 days for Kabbalah HaTorah? Two different holidays? So they explain, on Shavuos, the original plan was that there's only going to be Torah Shebichsav. There isn't going to be any Torah Shemalpeh. So Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, Torah Shebichsav. But then after the Bnei Yisrael worshipped the eagle, they violated Chet HaEgel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Yom HaSalem going to have Shlita over Bnei Yisrael. If not for the Chet HaEgel, the Medrash says, a few Midrashim say, no Ummah V'Loshen in the world would have had any Shlita over the Jewish people. So now that we sin with the Chet HaEgel, so they have Shlita over us, so they have Shlita over our Torah also. Like that was the second plan was, when Moshe Rabbeinu came out with the Luch HaShniyos on Yom Kippur, there was a Kabbalah HaTorah Shebal Peh. So Yom Kippur is a celebration of, Yom Kippur is the Yontif when we celebrate Kabbalah's Torah Shabbat. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, and maybe that's why the Chumash Bedavka wrote it in such an unclear fashion. When you read the Chumash, it sounds like the Avodah is done on Yom Kippur in three units, Big Day Zov, Big Day Love, and Big Day Zov. And the Torah Shabbat says, no, if you follow the Chumash, you won't be doing it properly. You have to divide the Avodah into five units, Big Day Zov, Big Day Love, and Big Day Zov, Big Day Love, and Big Day Zov. To indicate that without Torah Shabbat Peh, you won't be doing it right. Rav Elbel Soloveitchik in the Sefer on Yuma quotes a Melchamas, quotes a Ramban Melchamas. He says, the Melchamas sounds like he says like this, an interesting Chiddush. If you do the Avodah the way it's described in the Chumash, in three units, you'll be Yotze B'Riyavit. You just won't be Yotze the Halacha L'Moshe Messina, that the Kohen Gadol should go to Mikveh five times. So in order that you should fulfill that, in order to satisfy that requirement, we divide the Avodah and the Big Day Love into two parts. So you do Big Day Zov, Big Day Love, Big Day Zov, Big Day Love, and Big Day Zov. So the Mishnayos work on the details. Which part of the Avodah is done in which unit? And there are different opinions. So the Nusach of the Seder Avodah, there's a Nusach Ashkenaz and a Nusach Svarim. Very different. But the Halacha L'maaseh, the main two differences are the following. The Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi Shita, that the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim was brought in the fifth unit of Avodah. And in our Gemaras, in the Vilna edition, that's what it says in the Gemara in Yuma. There's a Beferishi Gemara that says the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim is brought in the fifth unit. The Rambam apparently didn't have that Girus in the Gemara. So the Rambam and the Nusach Svard follows the Rambam Shita, that the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim is brought in the third unit of Avodah. Also Big Day Zov, but in the third unit of Avodah as opposed to the fifth unit of Avodah. Yeah, that's the main difference between the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfarad. When was the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim brought? In the third unit or the fifth unit?
The Nusach Sfarad is said today by whom? By which Sfarad people?
Chassidim. All Chassidim.
How did they pick up the Rambam?
The Nusach Sfarad was composed based on Shitas HaRambam, yeah. Chassidim always daven Nusach Sfarad. And the Sfaradim daven Nusach Sfarad. Yeah, they say that. Rav Shlomo LeVilna writes in the back of the Gemara, he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. They were printing the Vilna Shas, he was the proofreader, because he knew Shas and Tosfos Baal Peh. So he didn't have to keep on looking back on the Gemara. So just, his grandson used to teach him in the yeshiva years ago when I was in high school, so that was the family tradition. That his grandfather was the Magia on the Vilna Shas by reading it. He remembered Baal Peh. The Shlomo LeVilna writes in the back of the Gemara, he thinks that they're both wrong. The Rambam and Rashi, he thinks they're both wrong. He said, so when did they bring the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim? He says, the Mishnah Psachim says when? Kare b'shmeina machtza till tesha machtza. It says every day of the year, with very few exceptions to the rule, they brought the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. So he says, if the Kohen Gadol is a young man, and he's running and he's doing all the avodah, he will be finished with everything. He'll be finished with everything. By the time the clock strikes 2:30, he'll already be in the fifth unit of Avodah. But if he's an old man and it's taking him forever, when the clock strikes 2:30, he'll be in the middle of the third unit of Avodah. He can't do it the second or the fourth. The second or the fourth is Big Day Lova. So it's just a toss-up between the third and the fifth. So he says it depends. Whether he's a young man and he's running, he's doing everything quickly, he'll be finished. So he'll be in the fifth unit. That's what he claims. He says, it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim has brought any other time on Yom Kippur from the rest of the year. It's between 2:30 and 3:30, whatever it happens to turn out, either the third unit or the fifth unit. The other difference in halacha between the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Svard is the following. Yad Mishnayis and Tomid that describe the daily routine in the Beis HaMikdash. They divided the Avoida, they had a Pious, they had a Hagrola, they had a lottery. And this Kohen had the right to Shech the Kohen. This Kohen had the right to be Mekabel Adam, he did Halochas Adam, Zrikas Adam. Each one did, they had many, many Kohenim. Each one did a Chelek of the Avoida. So the Mishnah has a repeated refrain. When he finished doing his shir, Hishtachav Aviyotza, he would be Mishtachva and he would leave the Azor. What kind of a din is that? So the Vilna Goyen in the commentary on Mishnah's Bikurim writes that in Parshas Kisovai by Mikra Bikurim it says, Vishtachavi so Lefnei Hashem of Akechem. When the former brings the Bikurim, he should do Ishtachvo. So the Vilna Goyen says that Tanoim understood that that Pasuk, Vishtachavi so, is not at all a chelik of Mikra Bikurim. It's not, it has nothing to do with Bikurim. It's a din kol ha-nechnosim lo-azor. Whoever enters into the azor for some purpose or another should be mishtachva before he leaves. So that's the mocker, that pasuk v'ishtachvisan, parshas Bikurim, is the mocker for this Mishnah and Tamid, that every kohen who did any stitch of avodah any day of the year, hishtachva v'yotza, he would do hishtachva before he would leave the azor. So in the Nusach Svard, Seder Avodah, it says the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur does everything from it. Not exactly A to Z. He leaves out four things that they had the four payasas for. A, B, C, D. Starting from E to Z. From E to Z, he does. He does 96% of the Seder Avodah. Four things he leaves the others to do. And then in Nusach Svara says, at the end of the day, before he leaves the Azor, he's in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Ishtach Leviyotz. And Nusach Ashkenaz, it never says Ishtach Leviyotz. Haloi Dovahu, it's very unusual, very strange. Nusach Ashkenaz spells out every step of the way, and it doesn't have any hishtachma. Rav Soloveitchik printed a whole Dvar Torah on this, why he doesn't even mention in his Dvar Torah that a Nusach Svard does have hishtachma v'yotze. He davens Nusach Ashkenaz. So he had a whole Dvar Torah, why according to Nusach Ashkenaz, the Kohen Gadol should bedavke not be hishtachma on Yom Kippur. Because it doesn't fit into the Seder, but he gave a whole explanation. So these are the two main differences between the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Svar.
Is there a problem for someone to daven Nusach Svar davening
in the Ashkenaz? The person can say whatever he wants. The Chazan is supposed, that's Minhagim what you say. The Chazan is supposed to say the Seder Avodah out loud. You can say whatever you want, but you have to pay attention. The Ikar thing is the Chazan should say the Nusach Avodah out loud. In the old, there's a long Beis Yosef. Years ago, in the days of the Beis Yosef, the Nusach Svard, they both had a lot of mistakes, outright mistakes. So the Beis Yosef corrected the Nusach Svard. And ever since, when they print Machzorim, so the Nusach Svard is more correct than the Nusach Ashkenaz. And then the Chayyadim touched up the Nusach Ashkenaz, but he didn't have as much success as the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has, there's no tour of that page, there's only Beis Yosef. He quotes that with drum, he keeps on correcting. So after the Beis Yosef wrote all the corrections, so the printers were kind enough to introduce all the corrections from the Beis Yosef into the Machzor. So starting from the 1500s, Nusach Svard was better than Nusach Ashkenaz. Then the Chayyadim didn't have such success. He has a long list of corrections for the Nusach Ashkenaz. The printers never introduced it. So now the Nusach Ashkenaz is lucky, has all these mistakes. So one should go through, here in the yeshiva they distribute sheets which have corrections for the Nusach Ashkenaz. Those are the Nusach Ashkenaz corrections. I remember years ago, I was once sitting in Broyers on a Seres Mei Tshuva, I was going through the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim makes one of the corrections. In the Machzor, it only has twice. V'kacho yamoyne, achas, v'achas, v'shtayim. And really, the Kohen Gadol said it four times. He did it on the Dama Por and on the Dama Soyer, Lifnai v'lifnim, when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, doing the Hazos in front of the Orein, and in front of the Pareches. So the Chayyadim says, we should correct it in the Machzor, we should have it four times. Instead of just saying, and he did the Hazos as above, you should spell it out. So someone saw me there in Broyers, it was in between Mincha and Maariv. Someone said, what are you learning? So I was among the Chayyadim. What does he say? So I said, he discusses how many times you say, how many times do you say, Kacha Eman? He says, three times. So I said, three times. Where is it? He's right. In Broyers Machzor, it has it three times. So that's neither here nor there. I don't know what that's supposed to represent. The old nusach used to be, you say twice, v'kacha yemoina achas achas v'achas achas v'shtayim. And then the post-mesation spelled it out four times, because he said it four times. Three times that's a compromise. What's, I don't know what the three times, but the guy was right. It says beferish in his mouth, it says three times. Yeah, bayas is missing. When the Kohen Gadol said Lashem Chatos, when he designates the soil Lashem, Lashem Chatos, so the Balatanya put in, it's missing over there. We only have it the three times that the Kohen Gadol says Vidui, but the Kohen Avraham used to bow down when he said Lashem Chatos also. So the Balatanya put that in. He should add it on when he says Lashem Chatos. Balatanya added it in, but he didn't change the minig that he said you don't kneel. The minig only was you kneel three times. You kneel in Aleinu, Anach Nekar Mishtach Moedim. And you kneel three times for Kohen Avraham when the Kohen Gadol says the Vidui. And he gave some reason al pi Kabbalah why you shouldn't kneel when you say al Kohen Avraham by Lashem Chatos. Rav Soloveitchik introduced in his minyan in Boston that they kneel also by Lashem Chatos when you say that paragraph al Kohen Avraham hom de mazar. Some of the shuls, they daven so slowly, and they say so many mishaberachs by the Kriyas HaTorah, and then the Chazan takes his time till he sings Hirini Hani Mimas. That takes forever. So you don't begin to daven Musim until after Sheva Shoras is up. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not proper. You have to daven Musaf before Sheva Shoras. Sheva Shoras means an hour after Chatzos. So let's say now Chatzos is approximately 10 to 1 or something like that. So about 10 to 2. So you're supposed to finish Musaf before 10 to 2. The Chazaras HaShatz, the Prima Gadim says that we don't finish as long as you start the Chazaras HaShatz before 10 to 2. But the Tefillah B'Lachash, you should really, I remember once my father told the Chazan they were running late. He didn't start 6:30 in the morning, they started at 8 o'clock, whatever. So my father told the Chazan, you have to cut out here in the Hanim Mas because we have to say Musa before Sheva Shoras. So the Balabatim and the Shul thought that that's like leaving out the most important part of the Da'at. Here in the Hanim Mas used to be in all the Shuls a major theatrical production. The Chazan would start walking from the back door to the Bima and walk slowly and take 25 minutes for the whole musical presentation. So they had to cut it up. You have to...
You know, it silently.
Silently, yeah. That's the way it should be, silently. Rabbi Billet was telling us that he had a Baal Tefillah in his shul who said, he asked the Rabbi, Rabbi, how can I say here in the Mimas? It's not true. So he said, I don't permit you to daven far from it. He thinks he's such a tzaddik that his Dovash Kabbalah said he didn't permit him to daven far from it. If he thinks it's not true, he shouldn't daven. The Mishnah says that you duchen on Yom Kippur more than once. So in most shuls they duchen by Musaf. Mincha you don't duchen agzerim. Mincha on a normal day you don't duchen in Chazaras HaShatz because we're afraid of shikras. If the Kohen Shishas HaRaviyus is not allowed to duchen. So every day of the year we're afraid of shikras. What if it's a Tainas Tzibur? So that's a machloik. No one's drinking, no one's eating anything on a Tainas Tzibur. So that's a machloik is hatanoim, whether you should duchen by mincha or not. The accepted opinion is that it's a loy plug. They made a gzeira Tainas Tzibur otu shayim ois hashon. So you don't duchen. The Gemara says v'hoidno b'zman hazeh that we duchen in the days of the late Amoraim above. How can we duchen by mincha? The Gemara says because on a Tainas Tzibur we specially daven mincha so late in the afternoon, so it looks like nila. Nila is supposed to be at the end of the tonis, and nila is a tefilas atonis. Nila is not a tefilas Yom Kippur, and every Tainas Tzibur they used to daven nila. So nila is a tefilas atonis. It doesn't make sense to make a loy plug. You only daven nila on a Tainas Tzibur, so you should duchen by nila. And mincha, in the days of the Amorai, mincha, the Yisudam and Soleit, it was like this man of Ni'ilo. So that's why they introduced the duchening by mincha. That's the shad of his man hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. And all the yeshivas, they daven all over the world. They daven mincha early on a Tainas Tzibur. So it doesn't make sense to duchen if you're davening mincha early. The whole reason why you duchen by mincha on a Tainas Tzibur, v'idna, that we duchen, because we daven mincha so late in the day, it looks like it's Ni'ilah. But if you're going to daven mincha at 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, then you shouldn't duchen. So that was a machlekes, the Chazanish and everybody else. So the Chazanish said, you should duchen by mincha on a tiny sibur, even if you're davening mincha very early. And most of the Rabbanim in Eretz didn't accept it. What do you mean? The Gemara says only because you daven late. But Nila, the Gemara says, for sure you're supposed to duchen. But then most of the poskim hold that you don't duchen by Ne'ila if it's after Shkia, if it's in the middle of the night. So they write, only in Frankfurt, they used to duchen by Ne'ila, and all of the, from the 1300s, that was the old minik, and all the others held, you're not supposed to duchen by Laila. They quote the Yerushalmi at the end of Tainas, you don't duchen by Laila. So it's considered a pella on the minik in Frankfurt, why they duchen by Laila, by Ne'ila. The Maharil Farempa is the Kasha, and the Shagasari has a Sefer on Tainis. So the last paragraph in the Kvuras Ari on Tainis, he tries to defend his practice. So he says, the Yerushalmi says you don't duchen by Mairit because there's no Chazaras Hashatz. Of course you don't duchen by Mairit. But there's no Halacha, you don't duchen by Laila. True duchening is considered like an Avodah, but not all Avodahs have to be done by Yom, only Avodahs Hadam. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika, Avodas Adam have to be done by Laila. Who says that duchening is compared to Avodas Adam? Maybe it's compared to Avodah of Haktorah. Haktorah can be done by Laila. So that's how they defend the minig. But that's what the Achronim said. That was only the minig in Frankfurt that they duchen by Laila. And the rest of the world, they would only duchen before the Shkia. They wouldn't duchen after. In some communities, they would finish duchening before the Shkia. They would duchen by Ne'ila before the Shkia, but then they had to wait 40 minutes, 45 minutes till Tzeis HaKacham. So then they would say Avinu Malkeinu slowly, and the rabbi would hold the drasha until it would be time to daven Ma'ariv HaMetzvah Shabbos. And the Gemara, the different opinion, the Gemara, the Bavli, the Sham, different opinion about when is the Zman of Ne'ila. So one opinion is you have to finish Ne'ila before Shkia. You have to daven Ne'ila by Yom. One opinion is as long as you begin by Yom. Good enough. Third opinion is you could begin Ne'ila by Laila. Three different opinions. So more correct would be to finish davening Ne'ila by Yom, to finish the whole Kaddish Tiskabel before Shkia. But then the people have to sit and wait for 45 minutes. So are they prepared to listen to the rabbi's sermon for 45 minutes? Are they going to sit and learn? So if it's a yeshiva, maybe it's some yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they do. They finish, they duchen by Ne'ila, they finish Ne'ila, they say Kaddish Tiskabel by Yom. And then they learn. They have a Seder to learn for 45 minutes until they daven Ma'ariv. Most places you can't do that. So that's why we are mekel to follow that opinion. As long as you begin Ne'ila by Yom, it's called Tfilas Hayom, and it's good enough. Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha. We have it on Tainis Sibur, and we have it on Shabbos. On Yontav, we don't have Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha. So that's a Shaila Rebbe Kivega discusses. The Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha on Yom Kippur, is that because Yom Kippur is a Tainis Sibur? Or is that because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos? There's no HaTorah on that, it's like Shabbos. What's the difference? So let's say there's a gentleman who observes all the dinim of Yom Kippur, but he's an older person, the doctor says he has to eat. So he can get an aliyah in the morning. He's observing Yom Kippur to the extent he's mukhif, he's observing Yom Kippur. He has to eat, he's allowed to eat. So can he get an aliyah to mincha? If the Kriyas HaTorah to mincha is b'tor is tainas sibur, so our practice is whoever is not misana doesn't get an aliyah to mincha and a tainas sibur. But if the Kriyas HaTorah is b'tor as Shabbos, so he's observing whatever he's mukhif to observe. So this is really, Rav Soloveitchik said he once discussed this with the Marcheshes, Rav Henoch Egish, was the Dayan in Vilna at the same time as Rav Chaim Eisen. He was older than Rav Chaim Eisen and he outlived him. He delivered the Hesped when he passed away. So he wrote, he was the Talmud of the Beis Halevi. He didn't go for the new Brisker style of learning. He makes fun of the Hagnama to his Sefer, the chemical analysis where they break everything down to its component parts. He doesn't go for all this. He has the old style. But a lot of his tshuvas are also the Brisker style of learning. I don't know exactly what he didn't like. So he has this in a sefer in Marcheshes. He has two volumes of Shabbos. He has this in a sefer. Rav Soloveitchik didn't know what it said in the sefer, but he said it over B'Shem Ramah. He had discussed it with him. Rav Soloveitchik used to visit when he was going to university in Berlin. So he used to visit every so often to Vilna to talk and learning with Rav Chaim Eisen, a lot of times with the Marcheshes. So he says that this is really dependent on the machlokes, the mechaber and the ramah, which is the machlokes of Rishonim. When you finish the haftorah, the mincha, what is the concluding bracha? So anatainis tzibur, the bracha, the last bracha is magen David. So the ramah says that's the minig Ashkenazi. End up magen David. It's a kriyas haTorah and a haftorah like a tainis tzibur. And the mechaber quotes the other Rishonim from the Rav Yod, the other Baal HaTais. No, you say ala teirah, ala abaydova, yom kippurim azeh. He mentioned the fact that it's Yom Kippur. So he, the Mechaber, holds that the Kriyas HaTorah Temincha is really B'Torah Shabbos, not B'Torah Tainas Tziba. B'Torah Tainas Tziba, she'd end off Magen David. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Rabbi Gevega has a chill about this. One who's not Masana, is he allowed to get an Aliyah by Mincha or not?
It certainly doesn't say
HaTorah
on regular Tainas Tziba, but Yom Kippur they do. They don't say HaTorah by Mincha on regular Tainas Tziba.
Really?
Just
so they never say the Haftorah? Shachris also, they don't say on a time seder?
No.
That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you're supposed to say Haftorah. I don't know. There are two Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there are two Minhagim. The Balkari on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur lanes the Kriyas HaTorah with a different niggin, with a very eerie niggin. And the one who gets an Aliyah also has a different niggin. So they're saying the normal, Baruch Hu Hashem, Hamavarach, say different. So the two minhagim, what about mincha on Yom Kippur? Whether the Balkari lanes with the Iri Nigin and the Oil of HaTorah says the Yom Naroim Digin Nigin, or it's a regular Nigin. So Rav Soloveitchik added on that. That also depends on this Shaila. So he says, since we do Minig Ashkenaz, we only end off Magen David, so we treat it like a Kriyas HaTorah of a Tainas Sibur. You shouldn't, I think the minig over here always goes like that. You shouldn't lane with the Iri Nigan. It's B'Torah's Taina Sibur. It's not not B'Torah's Yom Kippur. Amatzoy Yom Kippur, you don't have B'Samim in Havdalah. There are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. What if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos? So does it, should you have B'Samim or not? And B'Chabbos says no. Even Yom Kippur is Chalis B'Shabbos, you should not have B'Samim. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, many Achronim disagree. If Yom Kippur Chali is B'Shabbos, then you should say Bari Mini B'Sarim. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it's not going to be a bracha levatala because you're smelling the B'Samim. All year long when you smell B'Samim, you say bracha. So he's sort of encouraging that you should say the Bari Mini B'Samim. What do you mean it's not going to be a bracha levatala? But it'll be a hefsek. Going to say Bari Mini B'Samim in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. Middle of Kiddush, you're going to say Bari Mini B'Samim. So if the B'Samim doesn't belong, it's going to be a hefsek. It's very strange what the Mishnah Berurah tainas. Not a bracha levatala, so why not? So the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes, many poskim say you should say avdala, leave out b'samim, but then later you should say b'samim b'samim after you drink the wine. So it won't be a shayla b'hefsek. The same shayla, let's say a choyla has to eat on Yom Kippur. So when he benches, if he eats bread, when he recites birchas hamazon, does he mention yal v'yav v'yama kippurim hazeh? Or if Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos like this year, does he say Ritzei? Or he say, no, he's not supposed to be eating on Yom Kippur. So you don't say Yalav Yava, you don't say Ritzei. So the Mishnah Berurah, and Machlekes, so the Mishnah Berurah says, well, there's no Bracha Levatala, so what's the problem? What do you mean, what's the problem? Hefsek? If you're not supposed to say, you don't introduce Ritzei Yalav Yava, middle of the benching. I think the meaning is that you don't say. The meaning is that Chayla eats on Yom Kippur, is that you don't say. The Ramah says you do say Yalav Yava, you do say Ritzei. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. Other Rishonim disagrees. I think the common meaning is you don't say. Kiddush for sure you don't say. If a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur Shchali is the Shabbos. There are different opinions, but our practice is that one does not say Kiddush if he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay. Machsim etayv, everybody. Agut yor. So what are we learning next? Sukkot is over.